Those are students from one of eight high schools in Jefferson County, Colorado, protesting possible changes to their advanced placement history classes that they think will, among other things, discourage civil disorder, you know, things like protests. This is the third straight day of student protests. On Friday, so many teachers called in sick that two schools had to close. It's all part of a tumultuous dispute between Colorado's second largest school district, just west of Denver, and a conservative majority school board elected last November and praised by Americans for Prosperity. That's the conservative group affiliated with the Koch brothers. Jenny Brundin covers education for Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio. So, Jenny, you're right in the thick of it. Tell us more about this upset.
Well, there's a couple of issues going on. One is the general feeling among teachers and students about the conservative bent of the new school board. Teachers say they're not being listened to on a range of issues, including their new pay scale. Teachers and students are also angered about a school board proposal to set up a curriculum review committee, and this would target how advanced placement history is taught.
Yeah.
The AP exam that students across the country take, that's recently been overhauled, and it de-emphasizes memorization of facts, and that's upset some conservative activists, and it's caused some school boards to try to tinker with how history is taught.
Well, let's go a little deeper Let's go a little deeper because this debate isn't new. Some conservatives are concerned that too much of what is taught, let's say the bombing of Hiroshima or slavery, casts a negative light. It creates an anti-America bias. So what were the board members proposing here in Colorado?
Well, they're proposing a resolution to set up a review committee that would go over how history is taught. And this resolution is, in fact, virtually identical to language adopted by the Texas Board of Education. And the resolution states that history classes in Jefferson County schools should promote, quote, patriotism and the benefits of the free enterprise system. It also goes on to say that materials should not encourage or condone civil disorder, social strife, or disregard of the law. Instructional materials should prevent positive aspects of the U.S. and its heritage. And the sponsor of the resolution has said that the district should be molding good citizens, not rebels.
Well, so one would presume if you were a student that that might mean no lunch counter sit-ins during the fight for civil rights. School board member John Newkirk has said that the problem is, in his mind, that students walk away feeling they are members of an oppressive class, that somehow they feel culpable for American atrocities?
Yeah, so he's really concerned about what he feels is a negative bent that's being taught. And he has proposed striking the language about not condoning civil disorder and the idea that materials should be positive. But for many people, the cat's kind of out of the bag, meaning that the first draft of this resolution really reveals the board's true intentions.
Yeah, kind of first draft of history there. But what do you think is going to happen here? These protests have been growing.
Yes, The protests are likely to continue, and students I talk to, they're pretty upset about this. They say that school should be about learning to be free thinkers and how to critically analyze material in front of them. The teachers are upset that there's an assumption that they're leading kids astray. I talked to one student, Ben Smith, from Stanley Lake High School. He told me that students want to know the truth.
The negative parts of American history aren't necessarily unpatriotic. We need to know those things so we don't repeat them in the future.
Well, we know the school superintendent there is meeting with kids to listen to their concerns, answer their questions. Jenny Brundin, Colorado Public Radio's education reporter, following the battle over curriculum in that state as students and teachers protest what they see as the direction of a new conservative school board and a review of their work. Jenny, thank you. We'll be back with you on this.
Thank you.